Rudy Giuliani has risen to the top of the polls of Republican voters. Now, granted, at this early stage in the race, polls often mean very little. But the phenomenon of a pro-choice, pro-gun control, pro-gay rights New Yorker leading the Republican field is raising a lot of eyebrows. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Like many other Republican insiders, former party chair Ed Gillespie did not believe Rudy Giuliani's frontrunner status was for real.
I did subscribe to conventional wisdom.
The conventional wisdom went like this. As soon as Republican primary voters find out about Giuliani's liberal stance on social issues, his support will evaporate. But Gillespie says that hasn't happened.
The more that there is coverage of how his positions on some of these issues are at odds with the traditional approach in the primaries, the more Republican voters are learning of those positions, and it doesn't seem to have an effect on the direction of his numbers.
There are several competing explanations for the improbable rise of Rudy Giuliani. Maybe Republican primary voters aren't actually paying attention to all those articles about his liberal positions. All they know is that Giuliani was the hero of 9/11. Or maybe they are paying attention, but Giuliani's explanations are working. Here's what he told conservatives in Washington earlier this month.
Ronald Reagan used to say, my 80% ally is not my 20% enemy.
Giuliani's argument is that his record on crime, fiscal discipline, and his credentials as a tough leader in the face of terrorism outweigh his stands on abortion or gay rights.
The point of a presidential election is to figure out who do you believe the most. And what do you think are the most important things for this country at a particular time?
And there's yet another theory, suggested by David Keene, the chairman of the American Conservative Union. He says maybe it's just too early to judge Giuliani's strength as a candidate.
The real question is not where Rudy Giuliani is today, but where he's going to be in a month. After the financial reports come out, after he's taken the hits, after the other candidates and his critics go after him the way they've gone after the other contenders, that's when we're going to know whether Giuliani has the legs he needs to run a long race.
And the hits on Giuliani have begun. There's the controversy with the firefighters, which raises questions about his leadership after 9/11. There's a video that just popped up on YouTube where Giuliani calls for public funding for abortions for poor women. Then there are the character issues. In New York City, people say he's abrasive, volatile, and rigid. And that includes past supporters, like former Mayor Ed Koch, who endorsed Giuliani twice for mayor but won't support him for president.
I don't think people want someone who's irascible, mean-spirited, vindictive to be the president, but who knows? He certainly led the city at the time of 9/11 in a way that could not be improved upon. But if there had been an election on 9/10, he would have lost the election, in my judgment.
The public knows a lot about the 9/11 Giuliani, but they're about to find out a lot more about the 9/10 Giuliani, including his soap opera of a personal life.
For quite some time, it's probably been apparent that Donna and I lead many ways independent and separate lives. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to formalize that.
That was in 2000 when he announced he was leaving his wife, Donna Hanover, at a press conference. She held her own press conference later that day where she said that was the first she'd heard about it. And there's more, says Norman Adler, a New York political consultant who works with both Republicans and Democrats.
Moving out of Gracie Mansion and living with a couple of gay guys, which is perfectly fine in New York, but probably not so hot in Council Bluff. And then the whole business about how he got out of his first marriage by claiming he didn't realize that his relative was his relative.
Giuliani got an annulment for his first marriage of 14 years to a woman he said he thought was his third cousin, but turned out to be his second cousin. In the end, Republican primary voters may decide all this has nothing to do with Giuliani's ability to be a good president or to win the White House. Or they might not. The fact that so few Republicans seem to have a clear sense of how this all plays out says a lot about how unsettled the Republican field is. With none of the top candidates fitting the traditional conservative profile, this year Republicans are refusing to do what they usually do, fall in line early behind a front runner and stick with him. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.